I don't live in the neighborhood or I don't know it, how can I tell that the area is a good one or not?
Live from the My Empire Pro Studio, it's the Network Marketing 2.0 Show with Ola Abitagu. It's time to upgrade your home business. Are you ready? Welcoming the host of the show, here's Ola.
Hey, so before I answer that question, here is simply what we do. What we do is we buy houses low and we sell high, okay? How we sell depends. Sometimes we rent them out, sometimes we buy it to hold, sometimes we buy it to flip, sometimes we buy it to, you know, to partner with other people, joint venture, and sell them. Our target market are people with distressed properties, distressed owners, people with properties that they don't want any longer, okay? So we get in, we buy it. Sometimes they're owing a lot more than what the property is worth, okay? That means they're underwater. So we have to approach the bank, the mortgage bank, and negotiate with the bank what we call a short sale. When we negotiate a deal, we turn around, we sell it for a profit. We sell it for extra $10,000, $20,000, $30,000, $82,000. And sometimes as simple as $5,000, and that's how we make profit. And we help a homeowner that's distressed get rid of a house. So let's go ahead and answer that question right now.
If I don't live in the neighborhood or I don't know it, how can I tell that the area is a good one or not? Great question. I love that question. I love when people ask me that question. This is how you're able to tell. We don't care. We care about numbers. Okay? You're not going to live there. It's when you're buying a home that you care about things like that. You're buying a property. There's a difference between a property and a home. A home is your home. That's emotional. That word is emotional in every sense. Okay? You're buying a property. You're buying a house. Okay? And the only thing you care about is the numbers. Now, if you don't live in the neighborhood, I suggest to not buy nothing unless you have a partner. Like, if you're working with me as an apprentice, then obviously that will be a different scenario, okay? If you're in business with a partner, then there will be a trust factor there, right? That comes from me educating you the way I've done right now, 9+ hours of training and, you know, and this Q&A, right? That comes from doing business with you long term. That comes from, you know, so there's a trust factor there. And then there are pictures. Like, there's no houses that we do that we don't have online link to a boatloads of pictures that you can. Of course, there's no such thing as being there live. There's no such picture or video as being there live. But again, you use what you got. If there's money to be made, you got to use what you got. All right? So what you guys, your partnership, and, you know, but in the case of being an apprentice with me and partner with me in marketing, you don't have to worry about that because you're not taking on obligations of any property unless ever, actually ever. So for example, we're using an LLC to buy LLC or value, funny thing. That's by law, okay? So you use that to buy a property, you're not really obligated to anything. Why would you want to do that? What's ethical about that? Because you have plans of actually getting a partner and acquiring the property and offloading that property from that distressed owner. Right? So that's all ethical as it stands. Okay? But we got to do things as business owner, we do things in a way that protect us as well, both legally and otherwise. Okay? So with that being said, this is not a home that you're going to live in. We would never advise you to buy a home you're going to live in online, even though Chinese people are doing it all day long. They're buying properties in New York online, okay? Because they trust the city. They trust that the value are going to go up, and they have millions of dollars laying around. They rather invest in New York City. That's happening every day. You can go ask. You can go Google it, okay? Yeah, it's only going to go up, all right, in most cases with a city like that, okay? It's the same reason why we love Newark, because Hoboken, Brooklyn, Jersey City are being saturated with the same people. It's the same amount of time to commute from Newark than it takes to commute from Upper East Side, right, to your office in Manhattan. Same amount of time. What do you expect is going to happen? When you get a chance, if you're in Newark, maybe, hopefully, man, when we do our next event, we need to talk, we need to go around Newark downtown and see what's going on there and see how much millions of dollars have gone into that in the past few years. Somebody is spending that money and somebody is believing in something, and you have to see ahead of that before they start selling two families for $500,000 a game. That'll be too late. All right, so that's the answer to that question. Let's go on to the next one.
Discover how to make $5,000 to $82,000 per month from flipping real estate in your backyard, even if you're on a shoestring low budget. No cash, credit, or experience required. Just simply go to www.reflipcoach.com. www.reflipcoach.com. You'll be able to download my free PDF that show you exactly how to make $5,000 to $82,000 per month from flipping real estate in your backyard. Hey, do you have cash? Do you have equity equivalent of $50,000 or more to invest in real estate for wealth building? Use our proprietary Estate Wealth System guide, which you can download for free at estatewealthsystem.com. That's estatewealthsystem.com. Hey, do you want my 6 Steps to 6-Figure PDF? Do you want that? Do you want my free ebook on how to make 6 figures income in 6 simple steps? Simply go to networkmarketing2show.com. Networkmarketing2show.com.